This is timely. Ian Colgren joins us with Bloomberg Intelligence and reporter here on Yellow, which is a
I used to cover this company way back in the day.
Way
I covered
back.
The railroads and the truckers and Yellow Trucking, which I know it as.
We
got
to move
Corp.
from Little Rock up to Des Moines.
Yep.
Right?
You got to move some freight less than truckload. This company is based in Overland Park, Kansas. Yellow, 99-year-old company, goes out of business. Ian, what happened?
Well, there's been a lot of finger pointing going on in the past, more than 24 hours, some time now. But really, when the company filed for bankruptcy, it blamed the Teamsters a lot for throwing up too many roadblocks to restructuring to be able to do business competitively. Of course, there was a big standoff going on with the pensions and the Teamsters saying the company wasn't making its pension payments on time to what was agreed
right.
upon in the labor contract.
So, but I mean, this, you know, I talked to analysts across the street and they said this is a bankruptcy that's been 20, 25 years in the making.
Yep.
Yellow's a company that grew in part through acquisitions. And I think the feeling is on Wall Street that the company did not do a good job integrating these acquisitions. They never really put all these various trucking systems together and get the synergies. What's the company say about that?
Well, you know, I talked to one former bankruptcy judge yesterday who said something similar, said this doesn't happen. This doesn't just happen overnight. Typically, a union is not enough to stop, a company from being competitive in the space it's in. And a lot of the company's criticism is sort of posturing right now, according to this bankruptcy judge I spoke with.
But the heart of the matter within what you cover is this is a tough business. You got to convince people to do what everybody understands as an owner's job, being a trucker and all that. And we don't need to go into that within the space we've got. But Ian, this is like, to be polite, like grocery stores. It's like, what, 6 cents in the dollar they're trying to bring home? 4 cents in the dollar? The margins are really narrow, right?
The margins are really narrow. It's a tough business to be in. It got even tougher during the pandemic. There was a huge government loan, in one of the COVID relief bills that was given to Yellow that it's going to have to pay back now. But it's something that already wasn't easy and got a lot more complicated in the past 3 years or so.
Right. And so what happens to these 30,000 employees, drivers? I mean, I know there's always demand for truck drivers out there. Where are these folks going to go?
That's a great question. I mean, at this point, it's looking like they're pretty much just out of work. I mean, a lot of this depends on how the bankruptcy proceeding goes here in terms of whether the company is broken up, if it's completely dissolved, how much it's broken up, and so forth. Because interestingly, one thing that Yellow in the bankruptcy proceedings has to be, or whoever buys parts of this company has to be worry of, is if they don't split it up just right, they're actually going to inherit a lot of this. They may essentially inherit
right.
this contract and have to deal with this mess.
Ian, thank you. Ian Colgren with us, Bloomberg Industry Group reporter here on the travails of Yellow.